Just a little one very important point. It will be beneficial for all of us to understand, to explain to other people also about this. And that is that at Rozae Mubarak, when we read Salatu Salam, we face the Roza. But for dua, they are also the guards, all they emphasize and insist that you must face the Qibla and make dua, and your back is towards Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, towards the Roza. And so when we're making dua, we should face the Qibla. But that is such a place that if our aqidah is correct, we're not making dua and asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are asking Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then there is no harm whatsoever that we even face the Roza. But they won't allow it. The guards won't allow it. They will make sure that you face the Qibla. So one Sudani man was making a dua, lifting his hands and facing the Rozae Mubarak. So the guard came, told him, Sheikh, you must face the Qibla. So he persisted, he carried on few times. Then he told him, I have to take you to my superior. So he took him to his superior, and in the office there, so the Sudani man, then he faced his back towards that man, and he faced Qibla. So that man got very offended. You feel putting your back towards me. So he said, who is more superior, you or Allah's Rasul? There you want me to face my back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And yeah, you get offended when I put my back towards you. And somebody else added a very beautiful point also, that right in Haram of Medina Sharif, Haram of Makkah, and throughout the world, every masjid, Jummah, Namaz, Khutbah, the Imam is making Khutbah. And one integral part of Khutbah is Dua. And when they are making Dua, the Imam in Jummah, in Masjid Nabawi, in Haram Sharif, their back is towards Qibla. And they are facing the congregation. So there, if you can face your back and be towards the Qibla, and you are making Dua, then according to their logic, the Imam should turn around on Jummah and face the Qibla when he's making Dua. And he should put his back towards the congregation. So Allah give us through love also, through adab also, and understand everything correctly and do everything properly.